Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Of the 46 counties in our state, Richland has the youngest population with a median age under 33. And of the 3,142 counties in the United States, Richland is in the top 10% in not only that category, but also in level of education. Our next guest says that these statistics and the fact that Columbia is becoming a pretty cool place to live are combining to make his job a little easier. Jeff Rubel is the Director of Economic Development for Richland County. His office is in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me here today.
Now, I know that your office of economic development for the county is relatively new. I don't think there even was one before about 2010.
That's right, Mike. In fact, Richland County was a little late to the game. For years, Richland County outsourced their economic development to a regional economic development group. Then in about 2009 or 2010, they conducted a study and asked themselves, do we need an economic development office? The resounding answer was yes. So it was formed in 2011. The first director came from Kershaw County, Nelson Lindsay. And he, 2 years ago, took a position at the South Carolina Department of Commerce, and that's when I came on.
And where did you come from?
I was with a statewide organization that did economic development on behalf of Santee Cooper and the 20 electric cooperatives. For years, I was with a regional economic development group that marketed Columbia. So it was a natural transition, and I came back and rediscovered all the changes that have happened here in Columbia.
And I know that your office has been pretty busy this year. Give us an overview, a review of what's been going on in Richland County economic development.
We've had a couple years of almost unprecedented success. In the years since we've been able to track the numbers, and we track our numbers through jobs and capital investment, these are the two best years back-to-back that we've ever had. Last year, we had a huge announcement. A Chinese company named Juxi announced $300 million in capital investment and 400 jobs, and that was the largest capital investment in decades here in Richland County. So we've had tremendous success from a manufacturing standpoint. We're also making big strides on trying to do a better job of recruiting knowledge economy jobs.
Well, tell us what's going on in that area.
We have about 55,000 college students in the area. We have an abundance of talent. Unfortunately, a lot of those college students, when they graduate, they move to Atlanta and Charlotte and other places where they know they can get jobs. Part of our overarching goal here in Columbia and in Richland County is to retain some of that talent. We know all we have to do is create quality job offerings for them, and then they'll stay around.
And I guess, as I mentioned in my introduction, the quality of life is improving dramatically here in Columbia, becoming, as you said in your own words, a pretty cool place to live.
Yeah, there's been a huge in-migration moving from out in the suburbs back to downtown. The downtown is just thriving, and a lot of that has to do with the university's growth. I think when I first started selling Columbia and back in the early 90s, we quoted the university as being about 16,000 students, and now it's 33,000 plus, so it's almost doubled in size. And you can really see the vibrancy. For instance, the growth on Main Street really adds to the dynamics of Columbia. When we bring companies in now, they see that, they can feel it, and it really makes a huge difference.
And so what are your challenges right now with everything going so well?
Well, we still do have challenges. The future we know in South Carolina is those knowledge economy jobs. And especially in Columbia, we have a great cluster of IT and insurance software companies. So if we're going to capitalize on that, our legislation, our incentives, and just our general recruitment program has to change with the times.
Now, a couple of projects that were recently announced in Northeast Columbia, out near Blythewood, one manufacturing, one distribution warehouse, one company asked for incentives to come. How important are incentives, and how valid are they?
We have had a lot of success on that I-77 corridor, primarily because there's still good tracts of land, great infrastructure, and great proximity to the Charlotte-Douglas Airport. Incentives are important. but it's on a case-by-case basis. So we'll evaluate a company and their fit to the community and assess what their needs are. We want to make sure it's a good fit for the community and where the community's goals.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Jeff Rubel is Director of Economic Development for Richland County. His office is in Columbia, and we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.